Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and additional support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company, locally owned and in Portland over 35 years. Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com or by phone at 774-2219.
Hey, you're listening to WMPG and W281 AC Gorham, Portland. Welcome. It's Friday night on a full moon, and we've got Rural Ghosts.
I think it's perfect night for Rural Ghosts tonight.
Yeah, all right. In the studio.
Awesome. Awesome. So, just a quick weather update. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 40s, and west winds around 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, patchy fog in the afternoon, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 60s, southwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Take it, Rick.
And Saturday night, we have partly cloudy with a chance of showers in the evening. So tomorrow, a little wetter. Mostly cloudy with showers, likely after midnight, and lows in the upper 40s. Sunday, partly sunny. Chance of showers in the morning. So it gets colder as the weekend goes on and into the 50s on Monday. So just know that it's going to, the fall weather is going to get here quicker than you can shake a leaf.
Okay, that sounds pretty good.
I should stop now.
Yeah, no, that's quite all right. So I'm Elaine, and this is Rick, and we're just covering we're hosting the show tonight for Local Motives, and we have very special guests tonight who would like to introduce to you.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome. Oh, wait.
Can let's see if we can get them here.
Sure. Oh, well, hold on, sure. Where's the... How come it's not... All right, so, yeah, let's take a listen to who we got here in the studio, Rural Ghost. So, welcome. Can you guys
hear us?
Say a few things? Can you hear us?
I don't think they can hear us. Let's go play one of their songs first, and then we'll come back after this.
All right, sounds good. So
this is called Vesuvius.
All right.
Okay, here we go. He just waved at us. That's
oh. Hey. All right. So sorry about that little bleep there. So yeah, Rural Ghosts is right here in the studio, and we'd like to say hi to each and every one of you. So we'd like to start with Devin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, we got Devin on the cello.
How's it going, guys?
Great. How you doing?
Real good. Happy to be here.
Great. Great to have you here. Excellent. Mm-hmm. And we have Eric on the guitar.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for being here. We have Oliver on the drums and bass.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. How you doing, guys?
Real good.
Awesome.
Real good.
Doing great. Thank you.
I understand there's one member that's not here tonight, who is Brendan?
Yeah, we want to give a shout out to our drummer, Brendan, who unfortunately can't be here tonight. So that's why we have Oliver playing djembe over here. And
multi-talented.
Excellent.
All right, I was hearing you guys warm up and it sounds really good, so we'll get to your live music in just a moment.
Sure.
I just wanted to talk about your new album. You want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so we just released an album on October 1st called City of Elms. It's our first full-length record, and it's kind of been like a do-it DIY kind of thing where all the songwriting, arranging, engineering, recording, mixing, and mastering, and post-production, too. Mm-hmm. All that's been done by us, because...
we have a budget.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we also kind of... We enjoy that whole idea of doing it all ourselves.
And wanted to learn about how to do it, so...
Yeah. It's a process.
So that came out October 1st, and... That track we just heard, Vesuvius, was off it. So
awesome. Has a large orchestral presence. I mean, there's a production here that just builds attention.
Oh yeah. Oh,
thanks a lot. That was definitely, you know, a huge part of the this is sort of we had an EP that came out about a year and a half ago, and then this is our first full length record, and it's the first one that Devin's on, so we really wanted it to sort of feature the cello, but also not have it just be, you know, a cello in the background kind of thing.
Yeah, it had a nice blend of the cello bass intertwining mixture.
Yeah, it's super omnipresent on the record, you know, and it's definitely by design, and I'm glad you guys like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. So let's get right to a live song from you guys to get the audience a taste of how you would sound in concert. But this isn't really how you would sound without... Brandon,
yeah, this,
right?
it's not.
Is
I mean,
this like unusual for you guys?
Not really.
Like
that's
this?
The thing. We've done this kind of like three or four times, I think. Radio appearances, real small and quieter. And it used to be acoustic. It was just Devin and I playing acoustic.
Okay, so you guys started simple and then you built up the...
Exactly. It's always been, the project's always about evolution, and it's sort of grown ever since the beginning. So it's gotten louder. It's more of like a rock band, I guess, at this point. It used to sort of be an indie folk kind of project.
Uh-huh.
So we like to bring it back every once in a while, just nice and quiet. And
but yeah, just as a point of reference, live we play with big amps and the volume's louder and we have a full drum kit behind us and that kind of thing. But this is kind of where we came from, so we're kind of used to doing every now and then. So it's like our alternate version of the sound.
Okay, yeah, I did see you play at Linkin Park over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That was very powerful.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, much louder. I mean, that was, you know, full band, and we do this so we can play restaurants, which we don't do.
Yeah.
All right, so what are you guys going to play for us?
Do you want to try Tenant?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. We're going to do a song called Tenant. Awesome. This is on the record, too. It's track 3 on the record.
Yeah. Awesome. Sounds good.
Way into my skin, weighted me down till I was stick thin, like all the rest of them. You don't give up until you win, like all the rest of them. My mind harbors your. So I'll watch you move like you got something to prove. A callous loop caught in the middle of a squall. Mm-hmm. won, and the battle begins. The night comes soon, I see your face enshrouded in moonlight. You are a part of me that won't go away. So I shake your hand and I offer you my land just to keep you off my back one more night. Oh,
nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sounded great.
That's Tenant.
That's right.
Yeah, that kind of I'd love to hear your take on it, but I, you know, it just made me think about the title of your band, and it just had this sort of ghostly, like, sort of like this harboring, you know, being that won't go away.
right. Yeah, that's like, I mean, that's exactly it.
Yeah,
literally you hit a nail on the head. You're the first person to ever say
that's
that
great.
So that's rad.
Wow, that's great. And so that kind of is a nice segue into the title of your band. Can you give a little history about it?
Yeah, I mean, Rural Ghost started off as sort of a bedroom project. It was this acoustic thing. I made an EP, like I said, a year and a half ago, and the name of the band came from the song Rural Ghosts, which was the first track on the EP, and we re-recorded it, and it's the last track on the record. So that's kind of, you know, that's like the whole concept that you just described is basically what that song is about, and what a lot of the lyrics on the record sort of relate to. So we wanted to redo that tune, kind of retouch it up, and it's much more powerful, it's much louder now, and it's a good bookend, I think.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to mention that Tom Whitehead called in. He's a big fan of you guys.
Oh, Tom. Hey, Tom. Love Tom.
How you doing, brother?
He says it sounds damn good.
Oh man, that guy's awesome.
Yeah, he's one of our favorite folks in the world, I think.
Oh, yeah. Extremely talented musician, piano player, accordion player, guitar player.
Check out Lazy Gate Band.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome.
Gotta check them out.
Great.
So the Portland Press Herald has said about you guys that fans will have a lot to digest, and fans will need to get used to new directions. So what kind of new directions are you guys heading?
Well, like Eric touched a bit about on a second ago, the original EP, I think Rick was referring to how the original EP was primarily acoustic instruments, down-tempo, kind of quieter acoustic feel, more moody feel. And that the new album is kind of designed to be more like a rock band, essentially. Uh-huh. So that features things like full drum kits, electronic instruments, and louder, bolder arrangements. But also, I think, you know, honestly, the addition of other players in the group and different sounds has really evolved the original sound of Rural Ghosts into what's on the current album.
So does it have anything to do with when you guys have the words Rural Ghosts and then you have the album title City of Elms? Are you trying to evoke this pastoral feel, which is like it's like sort of a bluegrass or acoustic bass, but then you're jumping off from that?
I always kind of looked at it, you know, Rural Ghosts, the EP was sort of the way that I produced it was designed so that you it felt like you were sort of looking in voyeuristically at somebody playing a song by themselves in the middle of the woods by a fire. You know? So it sort of had that spooky kind of vibe to it. Definitely, I mean, natural, you know, is sort of it's been an...
Maybe raw is a good word.
Yeah, raw, yeah. Sort of like an untouched piece of oak. I don't know. You know, I'm just talking
but,
about
But there is a pastoral element to it, I think. I think you're right. And I think... in juxtaposition to that, using electronic instruments and like a rock band sound, like you were touching on before, like it is kind of like a totally different thing from what the title and even the lyrics of the song might touch on.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that was intentional. It was like just how the way it happened.
I think it's just how it went. Yeah. You know, I mean, we didn't really plan for any of this. City of Elms, actually, Devin can take the claim for it. He came up with that title. And I love it. You know, the minute I heard it, it just made sense. It's a moniker for Portland, right?
Yeah, actually, I found out about it from John Cooper, who's a local violin maker, also in Lazy Gate with Tom Whitehead, actually.
Shout out to John.
But he told me once about how, I'm sure it's common knowledge, but he was the one who told me, Portland used to be called, or still is called, the City of Elms, because Forest Ave, or also is a forest city, but Forest Ave in particular was lined, apparently, might be getting some details wrong, but was lined with elm trees for the longest
must
time.
Have been beautiful.
Yeah, that you see, well, yeah, if you look at pictures, the city looks totally different back then. And what happened was in the 50s and 60s, Dutch elm disease exactly wiped them all out. So
yeah, Elaine's dad was a tree warden in Massachusetts.
No way.
How crazy.
So he mourned.
So
the
you know all about that.
The elms.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely.
So to me, that kind of touches a little bit on about what we were just talking about before, is this kind of ghostly element of
the haunting old trees gone.
Mm. Yeah, and it ties into sort of the elements that we touch in on with the lyrics, you know, with I mean, loss is kind of like a big part of you know, what we say in like, you know, death and dying.
Yeah. Right. Plus we love Portland, so
and that's the thing. I mean, we all I think this great project has a huge sense of place. I mean, I like to think that at least Portland is sort of our home base, and I'm not sure this would exist in a different town in the same way that it is.
I'd agree, yeah.
So I just wanted to mention to talk about the album cover, the Rural Ghost, City of Elms, and so where does the picture come from?
That is from an old, it's a very tiny piece of an old map from I believe the 1800s of Portland.
Wow.
And you know, it's doctored obviously to look the way that it does, but
it's like 4th Street, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that photo is it's Commercial Street.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah,
so
yeah. You can see the port, right?
India.
And the train station.
In the corner of India and where the what do they call that now? The new gateway, Ocean Gateway Terminal.
Right, right.
I guess that's where that would be if it was on the map 180 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean that image, you know, really it tied in with the feel of the record, we thought, and it worked out perfectly. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're listening to Rural Ghosts here at on Locomotives. Every Friday night on WMPG, we have local bands here and great performers, and we're very proud to have Rural Ghosts here tonight. You're listening to WMPG and W281 AC Gorham, Portland. So, you guys ready for another live song?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We'd love to hear one.
Do you want to play Rural Ghosts?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. How about it, right?
Let's do
tie it in. Devin, can you give me a G quickly?
Yeah, you got it.
This is Rural Ghosts. This is the last track on the record.
These rural ghosts have followed us for years and years down paths when the light's gone out by the docks on the crumbling pier. They tiptoe down the hallway as we lay in bed. These rural ghosts have followed us, but we've always stayed ahead. Thank you. myself early on in life not to let them in. They would knock at the windows in the dead of night. You could feel them on your skin. They would tiptoe down the hallway as we lay in bed. These were ghosts that followed us, but we've always stayed.
You are listening to WMPG and W281 AC Gorm Portland. This is Southern Maine Community Radio from USM, and we are Local Motives. We are listening to Rural Ghost, and we are featuring their latest CD, City of Elms.
And that was the title track. Well, not the title track, but the band.
It's kind of our
title.
Band, yeah. Title track. Yeah, it's our calling card.
Would that be your theme song?
I guess so.
It's very
Gilligan's Island
very
style.
Yeah, no, so you have a gig coming up.
We do. We're playing at November 2nd at the Asylum in Portland. We are playing with When Particles Collide, which is a great band. And we're playing with Air Traffic Controller, right?
From Boston.
Wow, cool. Yeah. Great. What time is the show?
I think it starts around 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I think it's a $5 ticket, awesome. Something along those lines.
Oh, that sounds
great.
It'll
be fun. It's our first time ever at Asylum, actually.
Oh, that'll be a fun place to play.
Yeah, it's a great stage.
It is an awesome stage, for sure.
Absolutely. People can go crazy, go wild. And
yeah,
dance.
We just got off the heels. We did our CD release at the Big Easy, which was a great time. And, you know, the packed room, everybody had a blast.
We had Johnny Cremains and the Aquanauts with us that night. And that was a blast to hear those two bands play. They're just phenomenal.
Oh, that's
not only great friends of ours, but, I mean, two of the best bands in town as far as
undoubtedly,
I'm concerned.
Undoubtedly. Yeah.
Do you feel there's a really big cohesion with the bands in Portland right now?
I really do. I mean, I think there's a lot going on. There's divides for sure, but there is a scene, and I mean, there's like 30 scenes.
Well, yeah, I think it depends who you ask. I think at the end of the day, what matters is that there's a lot of great music in town, and I think everyone has an outlet and venues and great bands to listen to, no matter what you like to listen to.
Right.
So, in that respect, I think there is a great kind of cohesion and community in that there's something for everyone.
Do you think there's a lot of acceptance for our original music in Portland?
Well, I think there are for people who enjoy listening to music, but in terms of like a business perspective, I think it can be really tough for musicians who write and play original music to honestly get paid for what they do to find work.
Yeah, Devin and I were talking about this last night. I run a record label called Lorem Ipsum Recordings. And
we were just going to ask you about that.
Yeah, well, to get back to your question, too, of the, you know, the cohesion between bands and the scene, I mean, like, there's 9 bands on the label. We all play shows together. We all hang out in each other's living rooms on Saturdays and record. So, I mean, there's definitely that element of it, you know. But like Devin's saying, I mean, you know, none of us are getting rich by any means. And that's just sort of the nature of where the business is these days. I don't think it has a whole lot to do with Portland in terms of not being accepting of.
I think in general,
Portland is pretty accepting in terms of coming out to see somebody they've never seen before, maybe.
Yeah. Right.
Or, you know, taking a chance on something.
Certainly, there are venues like that, like One Longfellow.
Longfellow is great. The Oak and the Axe is a great venue down in Biddeford that, you know, I mean, there's music down there that some people might not have ever heard of, but they go and see it and they're blown away by it. You know, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think there, like I was saying before, there's venues that kind of like cater to specific audiences in town, and there's a lot of different kinds of them. So someone looking for jazz or blues can go to Blue, or someone looking for like 80s or 90s night can go to like a bar in the Old Port or something. Right. And
you want metal, you go to Geno's.
Yeah, you go to metal, you go to Geno's. Mayo Street has world music going on these days, which is phenomenal. Space always has something interesting. Yep. I mean,
so are you planning to do a little tour at all in support of this CD?
Yeah,
or?
I mean, it is a good question. We talked for a solid year, probably, about doing a tour. We originally had all these goals to go down to, you know, like to Nashville and back. And once we started looking at our finances and what that would cost to do, you know, it just didn't make a whole lot of sense. But we are, I think, in the beginning of 2014, probably going to at least, you know, explore New England a lot more than we have. I mean, we haven't played Boston, which...
Yeah, which is actually where I'm from.
Yeah.
So that's a big big thing for me to want to do. Yeah.
So we want to do Boston, Burlington, you know, New York City, and
actually, our new drummer Brendan Tompkins is from our. Yeah, I think he's
from
Troy,
New York,
which we'd like to go out there. But also, he just moved from Providence, Rhode Island, where we'd like to visit too. And
So we definitely, you know, the holidays are coming up, and we've got a few ideas for the rest of the year. But once the new year comes through, I think we're going to be going crazy with that.
Great. And so I'd just like to tell listeners that, you know, in the future to check you guys out at Reverb Nation. You guys have a site there. So ReverbNation.com/Rural Ghosts.
Yep. Or you can go to LorumIpsumRecordings.com where you can buy the record and download and stream and all that. Our Reverb Nation page is probably not that updated anymore.
Oh, okay.
To be honest with you.
We should probably spell Lauren Ipsum for you to the audience. Go ahead.
Yeah. Lauren, L-O-R-E-N.
It's L-O-R-E-M as in Mark. And Ipsum is I-P-S-U-M, as in Mark.
Great. And so people can actually buy your music right there.
Yep.
Great. And you do have an actual CD. Do you have that for sale in local places?
We have to get into Bull Moose next
week.
Yes,
get into Bull Moose.
We've been a little lazy with that. Yeah, I mean, you can buy it off the website right now, but it'll be in stores next week, I'm assuming.
Excellent.
Or if you see me around town, I'd be happy to sell it.
Oh, great.
Devin's peddling him around like a caravan style. Right. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to ask you to play a song, and then we're going to talk about Lauren Ipsum recording after that, okay?
Got it.
Okay, sure.
All right. What you got for us?
Do you want to do Limbo?
Yeah, let's do that. Limbo's track 2 off City of Elms, our new record.
That's right.
Nice.
Wanna give me that G one more time, buddy?
Since the day I was born, my dreams early in the morning, in my thoughts and in the sound of my voice, in my odd old time, you wouldn't know by looking. That I see when I'm alone with an
All right, so that was Limbo by Rural Ghost, live here in the studio on Locomotives. And you're listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio from the University of Southern Maine. Well, guys, it sounded really cool.
And Thank you so much.
You have been recording your music. And have you been also mastering your music on Lorem Ipsum recordings?
Yeah, some of it's been mastered in professional mastering houses, and some of it I've done myself. The record Devin and I did together, we spent probably, 90 hours in his bedroom doing that stuff. And, I mean, we learned a lot. It's still a learning experience. I'm not, a professional mastering engineer by any means, but we all kind of dabble. I mean, Devin and I dabble a lot in mixing, for sure, and mastering. And
now, from what I understand, mastering is when you get all the volumes and all the music to sound coherent and similar, and also you put the, nowadays in the 21st century, you're putting all the coding in the song, so when it's played, you get credit for it and maybe even some residuals.
Yeah, that's part of it. That's definitely a post-production thing too, like the way that you have to do, they call it metadata, I think.
Yes.
And I look at mastering as kind of putting a sheen on the product, I mean, if it doesn't sound good before it goes to mastering, it's not going to sound good when it does.
Right.
Yeah, and like you nailed the two areas that I've been told are there is basically getting it ready to ship out, getting the files right and getting it ready for CD quality and dithering it down and everything. Yep. But then also, like Eric was talking about, there's the artistic element that, we're not seasoned at all in mastering, but there are people who, that's like Gateway Studios here in town with Bob Ludwig and Adam Ann.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they do, and they are arguably the best in the world.
Right.
And it's right here in Portland. But
I know, it's crazy.
It's
makes
amazing.
Me feel like an idiot for saying this.
Well, you know.
Because every time you go to Adam's Facebook page, you see he's got another Grammy.
And
that's the list of artists they've worked with is ridiculous.
I actually had the chance to take a class with him at USM, and he's just a very, a really nice guy. And
what was
really,
he teaching you?
He has a class on digital music technology. And I suggest anyone go check it out, because you can even audit it if you'd like to. He's a master at what he does, and he's so good at explaining the intricacies of what I consider to be like a pretty mysterious part of creating music.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I learned a lot. I could take it a few more times and still learn things.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's a great guy, really nice. So
very cool. All right. Well, we're going to ask you to play the first song on. Oh, you guys played Tenet. You played Limbo, and then there's the third one is the first one is Shards.
Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say. The first song on the album is Shards, and that's the first song on the Reverb Nation.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if you guys would play that for us.
Oh yeah, we'd love to.
Sure,
right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. This is Rural Ghosts here on WMPG Locomotives. Oh,
eyes and my bloodshot eyes. Any fool could see through my disguise. I was numb from my head down to my toes. See if the memo punched out through the day, and I acted like everything would be okay. Say it ends, and that's just how it goes.
Okay, that's Shards from Rural Ghosts, and from
yes,
their latest album.
Yes, that sounded really good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes, appreciate it.
I wanted to ask you guys about your influences.
Yeah, do you want to start, Devin?
Sure. Well, if I had to pick a genre, I'd say jazz. But being from Boston, one of my favorite bands is Morphine, which personally, and also in this group, I think we might draw some influence from. I also am a big fan of prog rock groups like Yes and the King Crimson, that kind of stuff.
Nice.
And also, obviously, like John Coltrane, Miles Davis, any jazz from the 60s or 70s, including fusion, is kind of my thing. You know,
Personally, I mean, I think we all sort of have a varied range of it. I don't think any of us listen to one specific type of music. I listen to. Yeah. I think when I was writing this music, or a lot of this music, a year and a half, 2 years ago, I was listening to a lot of the Microphones and Mount Eerie. This guy, Phil Elverum, he's from Anacortes, Washington. Mm-hmm. And he's been one of the biggest influences on me, not only because of the music he makes, but he also runs a record label, and he does the DIY aesthetic thing to a T. He just knows what he's doing, you know? So that guy, a lot of early 90s shoegaze bands, Ride, Slow Dive, My Bloody Valentine, that kind of stuff, was huge into that for a while. How about you, Oliver? You haven't said too much tonight. Yeah. Say hi to Oliver.
Hey, Oliver. Oliver Waterman, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I like classical music a lot, but most of my influence for rock has always been a local thing. Anyone that I'm working with or that I've seen live. But that's pretty much it for
All right.
influence.
Can I mention that, Eric, you sound, I don't know how you're going to take this, but you sound a little bit like Chris Isaak.
Really? Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I'm not at all familiar with Chris Isaak. Is he a country guy?
No, it was a pop thing in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, I would say.
Oh, interesting.
Kind of sort of jazzy, I would say.
Sort of jazzy.
Oh, right on.
I'll have to check it out. I mean, I love to, people will tell me that they hear something in the music.
Have you ever heard
that
song? She did a bad, bad thing.
Oh, yeah. That guy. All right. Yeah. I'll take that as a compliment.
That's pretty sweet.
That's yeah. First, I was like, who's this Chris Isaak guy? No.
But that's like almost an anomaly of his sound, actually.
Sure.
But
sure.
He did sort of a rockabilly thing, but he had like, the voice that, that you have a very similar voice. I just think.
Oh, appreciate that.
Know. No, now we both got to check that out.
Yeah.
I love absolutely. That. I love that.
I mean, when you think, and you guys like, when you record, when I first heard you,
sure.
I was listening because I was like doing dishes or something like that, and Elaine had you on the computer, and then when we were doing research for the show, and I just heard a lot of reverb. I guess you guys, really,
yeah,
you guys
I'm sure
really
you
enjoyed
did.
The well,
I'll take credit for loving reverb way more than I should, and it's healthy for anybody.
Did you like the old Sun recordings that they did with all that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the reverb thing comes a lot, like I was saying, from the early 90s sort of shoegaze scene. I mean, that was basically what they did, and I fell in love with it. I think it's also probably something about my voice that I just hate hearing it dry. So that's a big part of it, you know. But
well, also like
it's overtones, man.
Well, yeah, it's really lush. So you know, we're fans of like jazz and classical music, mm-hmm. and a lot of that's kind of like a live sound in recordings. And mm-hmm. sometimes you get a lot of reverb from the room. And also, it is kind of like there are a lot of groups out there now who also like reverb. Mm. So peers of ours also,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of a. I guess it's kind of a thing, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
Do you like it when you do your recording? Do you like it both on the instruments and the voice, or do you just try to keep the instruments dry? And
we usually record dry everything, and then we do, you know, the reverb comes with After Effects for the most part, right?
It's a good question though, yeah. Because like if you go to a recording studio that's set up right, like Acadia Studios, where Todd Hutchinson, yeah, you know, you can get reverb just from a room you're in, you know, and that's really the best. You know, it's, yeah. You can. There's different opinions, but that's probably the best room. Yeah,
you can't replicate that with a plug-in.
But with the resources we had, we decided to put reverb at least a little bit on everything so that it blended as a whole. Uh-huh. But it was actually a really difficult thing to do because
you can make it sound super trebly. And
tinny, and things can conflict with each other with different instruments. Yeah. You know, so
it's a fine line between muddy and clean. You know, when you're using a lot of reverbs.
Mm.
All right, so I wanted to ask you also about the creation of the music. So do you share in the writing of the words, music, or does that sort of come together like one first and the other? Or?
Well, actually, up until this point, in terms of our recorded material, Eric has brought the songs and the lyrics to the table, and a lot of the process has been interpreting them. But at this point, we have shifted into an ensemble songwriting format, I guess you could say.
Yeah, we're definitely taking new strides with the way that we've come up with material, you know.
I'd say the addition of me and all the other members is more of an arrangement presentation kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Eric's been bringing a lot of the songs to the table, so that's part of why I think they sound cohesive to me.
Absolutely.
So
I mean, a lot of the material, like the record, is 90% of that is old music, you know. Most of that I wrote probably some of it 5 years ago, mm-hmm. some of it 3 years ago, some of it 2 years ago. I don't think any of it's like under a year old, you know. So all the new stuff that we're working on has been a group effort, and mm-hmm. we had rehearsal last night. We worked on a song for 3 hours, you know.
Wow, great.
Sometimes you want to bang your head in the wall, but that's part of it.
It's actually really cool.
Yeah, that's right? A great song. You guys are going to love it.
So how often do you guys get together and practice?
Usually once a week or so.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It sounds great for that. I mean,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, any more than that is hard because mm-hmm. we all play in different bands.
Yeah, know? Eric and Oliver are actually in a band called Texar Cannibals.
Texarkana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. We got rid of
Texarkana. Yeah.
We cannibalized the Texar Cannibals. Back to Texarkana.
Oh, that's a great name for a band.
I know. it's also jokey.
I might just have to steal that from you.
All right, you can have it. It's yours, man. But
and
Oliver, it's a name for an album, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Also, Eric and Oliver have their each have their own individual projects they work on too, and so they're busy too. And Eric's running the Lorem Ipsum, and so anything more than once a week might be hard to do.
Wow,
Devin's playing with Shanna Underwood.
These
days.
Of course, yeah.
Is this a full time? Pretty much full time for all of you guys.
In terms of like job wise,
No,
I'm a freelance writer. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be nice.
I mean, I can't count on one hand, you know, working musicians. I feel like in this town that really don't have some kind of a job.
Right.
Well,
that's not true. But.
No, I don't. No, I think it's very difficult. But I think the people who do make it work just have to get really creative in what they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they have to branch out
and
from
be versatile.
Recording and performing mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
So, what would you suggest to young people if they want to get involved in music and the music business? Not business so much as like creation. DIY. What would you recommend for the young folks?
I'd say learn how to read sheet music and start playing around with GarageBand right now.
Mm. Yeah, like immediately.
Yeah.
I'd say go to shows and meet as many people as you can as many friends as you possibly can and ask them questions about, you know, I mean, there's a lot of really, really talented, experienced musicians in this town. And I don't think any of us would have gotten as far as I feel like we've gotten without those people's help,
right.
You know?
Yeah, and it's free help.
Yeah, it's free help. I mean, I ask my friends for help every day of my life.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely.
But yeah, and the digital recording thing, like Devin said, I mean, that's really, I hate to say it, but it's sort of the wave of the future. And
it's a wave right now.
Yeah, it's right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you're interested in making music at all, I really advise, like, if you don't have a Macintosh computer and mm-hmm. you can't find one, maybe... Fruity
Reaper
Loops is a
free,
good
right?
Yeah, yeah. Reaper, Fruity Loops. Get some look online, find a Audacity. Yeah. Find
look
a simple
this product
software.
Plug thing. We're
well,
doing right
now. Oh yeah, I don't know if I'm. Well.
They're freeware.
Anyways, just yeah, find things online and just start recording yourself and start finding out what works and what doesn't work for you. And 10 years later, you'll realize that you already have a sound in your head of what you want to do.
Right. So, certainly dating myself, but you know, I was just starting out with 4-track reel to reel.
Oh, yeah.
And that
exactly.
was so tough to find. I mean, those things were hundreds of dollars. But now, you know, Elaine and I both teach, and Elaine's school day.
Yeah,
you know,
all the kids at all the Portland public schools have GarageBand access.
Oh, I love it. I love to hear that.
I can't even imagine what that's going to do in like 20 years, what we're going to be hearing, you know, from people who have been able to multi-track themselves and actually, you know, without even really thinking about it, come up with production.
Right, yeah.
The idea of production.
Oh, yeah, it's there.
You put your own mark on it because you don't know. You know, I mean, like, I like to look at it as, I feel like digital recording has almost leveled the playing field for bands at this point because everybody can make a record in their bedroom now.
That's true.
And I mean, if you're making a really good record, that's what's going to make it stand out. And of course, the way you promote it and everything, but it's a different, it's changing
it's
daily.
It's very democratic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very democratic at this point.
And
the,
I think
the other thing I wanted to, I already said it, but I really suggest anyone interested in music learn to read sheet music, not because it's you need it, not because you need it, but if you do it when you're younger and you're just starting out, then it doesn't have to.
A lot easier.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be as much of an issue, just like learning anything else when you're younger.
It opens you up.
It's a communication
tool.
It's
exact. Right. It's like a language that can make making music more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
But it's. Again, it's not.
So
it's
do you say that, Devin, because you haven't met a lot of people who do read music, or you've been lucky enough to meet people?
I've been lucky enough to meet people who, and when I say read sheet music, it's not just, I learn how to communicate in writing, basically,
charts and that kind of thing.
Find something that you can express to someone else in writing how to play a song you wrote. Because that, I've been fortunate to work with people like that, and also people who don't work like that. And for me, it's a lot easier to walk in the door with a piece of paper that tells me the framework of a piece, so we can quickly get to the point where we're creating, you know, we're putting our personality into it, as opposed to spending our time and energy learning the fundamentals and the structure of the song. I think it's efficient to be able to have something, some simple thing that's that's a boiled down version of what you're trying to do.
Absolutely. Any way of communicating to another person is important, because otherwise you're doomed to be solo.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's kind of like taking a one-way road versus a bunch of turns, you know? You're going to get to the same place, probably, but you're going to get there way quicker if you can communicate properly.
And, you know, to be fair, some of the best musicians don't know how to read.
Sure.
There's nothing... It's not a right or wrong thing, but I think today, knowing how to read sheet music is a huge advantage. So if you're thinking about what can help you, you know, going forward, that's
huge.
Yeah,
at a young age, I would put that top five.
And GarageBand, for sure.
Get GarageBand.
Excellent.
Wow.
Good advice.
Well, I think it's time for another song from Rural Ghost. You're listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio from USM, and this is Local Motives, the local music show that we have every Friday night from 7:30 to 9 here on WMPG. It's really a privilege to be here and plug in to great music from our great town, Portland. So here's Rural Ghost. What are you guys going to play for us?
Well, the next tune we were thinking about was called Eyes. Eric's grabbing his capo for this tune.
This is going to happen, I promise.
I'm going to tune up real quick. This is track, I believe, 5 on the album.
Yeah, and this was... You know, this song, I think, is another good example of how this band has changed. We recorded this... Rob Mitchell used to play drums in this band and before he moved down to Tennessee, and I think that was the first recording we did with Rob, right?
Yeah, it was with this song.
Yeah, we did put a single out for this song. It's been about a year. And it's dramatically different, I think, than what it is on the record, you know. It's a lot slower. We'll probably play it single-wise now, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
But on the record, it's faster. It's kind of a burner of a track, you know. Alright, yeah, so this is Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You are listening to WMPG and W281 AC Gorm Portland. This is Southern Maine Community Radio from USM. This is Local Motives, and we are listening to Rural Ghosts, local band, and they're highlighting their CD, their latest CD, just recently put out. It's called City of Elms. And this program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. And we're looking at a beautiful full moon tonight and pretty clear skies at the moment, so check out the moon. And tomorrow we have partly sunny skies, chance of showers perhaps in the morning, and the highs will reach about 60 degrees. Tomorrow night we have the lows dropping to 40, Monday highs in the upper 50s, Monday night dropping down into the 40s, and Tuesday partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers once again. All right, so we're here.
By
with
the way, on the way in.
Yeah, check out that moon.
Yeah,
did you see it in the window?
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Well, no, I mean on the drive-in. It was just literally unbelievable.
Yes, yeah, so huge.
Mm. Size of a subway.
It's supposed to be like a partial eclipse tonight as well.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
No way.
Yeah. I think so.
I'm going to have to get out for that one.
I know. That'd be great. So tell us about Eyes. You just played Eyes.
Yeah, that song's about looking at the moon.
Perfect.
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Sort of.
Perfect, perfect.
I don't know. Yeah, it's. I mean, that song gets down to that idea that, like I was saying before, of how the whole project, when it began, was this idea of sort of looking in and voyeuristically and somebody just sort of playing music by themselves in the woods in the middle of the night, you know, and it's dark and there's animals around. Mm. They're crawling and creeping.
Yeah, there's a lot of mood and atmosphere developed around your music, I think, with sure. The lyrics and the music itself all mixing together just develops that mood.
Sure.
For the listener, it sounds really good.
So, Eric, do you write most of the words to the songs?
Yeah, I write all the lyrics, up until now, at least, for sure. And
when did you start writing lyrics, and when did you think that you wanted to keep writing lyrics?
Yeah, God, I've got notebooks full of lyrics from when I was younger, you know, and I'm there's so much that I never did anything with. I started writing songs when I was like 13 or 14, and, you know, I did some terrible alt-country sort of music when I was in college, you know, chasing a girl sort of
did
thing.
Did you do some train songs?
Oh, yeah, train songs, you know, Baby, Don't You Love Me, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, you can still do those, don't worry.
Yeah, yeah, you just disguise it, make it spooky. Yeah. But when I moved back to Portland, I think that's when I wrote a lot of these songs, and, I never really considered myself to be, and I was never really pleased with my lyrics until the Rural Ghosts material came out, and I gotta say, I'm kind of happy about it, you know? It feels good to be able to be confident about the things that you're singing, whereas some of the old material that I would play as a kid or in college was just kind of hokey, you know?
Do you find a lot of inspiration in the autumn?
Absolutely. I mean, that's when this stuff was written, you know, and that's, I really feel like we're an autumnal band, to be honest with you. That's why the record came out on October 1st. Mm-hmm. We're really not summery music, so I mean, you know, we'll play shows in the summer, but I don't want to really be putting too much out then, because it does have that vibe to it.
Mm. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I just wanted to give your full names, because I think we've just been calling your first name. So it's Eric Nielsen.
Yeah, that's right.
And Devin Colella.
Yeah, and you have the...
Oh, we share the names, but we're not related.
No, related. It was a very unusual thing.
It was kind of cool, yeah.
I think I saw your name playing at Blue. Not
oh, yeah,
ago.
You were
yeah.
there.
And mm-hmm. I was like, Devin Cole.
Who's that? Are you related? And then Rob Mitchell, who is not here right now, but we have Oliver. And Oliver, what's your last name?
Rob Mitchell left the band a little while ago, but we have
Tennessee.
Brendan Tompkins.
Yeah,
oh, that's
Brendan
right.
Tompkins.
He's our drummer now, and I'm Oliver Waterman.
Oliver Waterman, yes. Thanks. Yeah,
the Oliver Waterman,
yes.
By the way, in case anybody's wondering.
Is that of the Waterman clan?
Oh, yeah.
And so you're playing the djembe? Great. So what other types of drums, and talk a little bit about what
I'm not really a drummer per se. I play guitar and bass mostly, but I'm filling in tonight.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, he's killing it, right? Oliver plays bass in Rural Ghosts. That's sort of his role, but our drummer couldn't make it tonight. Brendan, he's got a prior engagement, so that's why he's covering the...
Do you play electric bass or stand-up?
Electric for this band. I've never actually played a stand-up, but sounds fun.
Right on. Also, Oliver's an amazing classical guitarist.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, crosses over to an electric. It's a Tele body, right, that you do a lot of stuff on?
Yeah, that's what I use for most of the bands that I play with.
Yeah.
Do you use that on this album at all?
No,
but,
I don't.
You know, who knows what happens.
Absolutely. And that's a huge resource. You can hear Oliver's solo stuff at the label website. We've put out some solo Oliver releases, and he's done some splits with Starlight Cicada, which is another one of our favorite local artists, Elizabeth Talent.
And on the most recent Lorem Ipsum sampler, I'm in love with Oliver's tune. It's just a really interesting harmonically piece. Cool. I think it's the last track.
Yeah, it's the final track.
Volume, what was that, volume three?
Volume three.
Yeah.
So do you guys put out one? How often, can you talk about how often you put out one of the compilations?
Samplers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to put them out quarterly. So we're at volume three right now. Volume four is going to, we're going to do a little holiday.
Oh, cool.
Christmas.
Is it a bunch of, it's a bunch of bands,
Kwanzaa,
right?
Kind of thing. Yeah, there's nine bands on the label. So, sometimes people like Ed Askew, for example, he hasn't put out a record on Lorem Ipsum Recordings yet, but he's on the latest sampler because Ed and I are going to work on something for next year. And Ed, you know, he's a psych folk legend. I mean, he's been around for 40, 50 years doing what he's doing. He's amazing. So that's...
What exactly is psych folk?
I don't know.
Is that like
psilocybin
and Johnny Cash?
Too.
Yep.
Yeah.
What would you put you on the psych spot. Folk? Oh, yeah, I know. Put me on the spot. I think it's... I think it's just the term that has gotten situated with avant-garde music that you might call folk because people are playing acoustic.
Is it like psych is in psychobilly?
No, psych is in like psychedelic. Like
right, yeah. Psych's used in... Yeah.
Yeah, psychobilly.
Okay.
I mean,
so,
yeah,
I hear you.
Not psychosis.
Like psych rock, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what's a psych rock band? You know, there's tons of them. I can't think of anything off because I'm
I don't know.
On the
I think
spot.
Of like Frank Zappa. I don't know if that's appropriate.
Yeah, sure, that fits in. I mean, anything that would stray left of center. It's not something probably that you're going to hear on a big radio station.
So even more electrified or weirder than alt country.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Alt country is about as poppy as it gets these days, you know,
right.
I think. So
it sounds like 70s rock.
Yeah, I mean, psych folk, I can think, like, Big Blood, to me, is one of the best bands that Portland has ever seen. I don't know if you guys know them at all, Caleb and Colleen, and I think they're playing.
No, I haven't heard of them.
Yeah, they've been around. They came from Cerberus Shoal, which was a huge presence in Portland, and you know, a while back. But Big Blood, to me, kind of typify the psych folk thing. They just nailed it.
You know? Okay, we'll have to check them out.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely check them out. They're a fantastic band.
Cool. Well, very cool. So, what do you guys have a favorite place to play in Portland?
Ooh, Devin. Ooh, we're gonna piss some people off.
So we shouldn't go there.
I'll say in terms of personally getting to know the people who own the space and the general mood. Personally, I might say Oak and the Axe in Biddeford.
I would agree.
And
what's so special about that place?
It's,
I've heard about it before.
Yeah. You can see psych folk music. Well, yeah, seriously, that's kind of their scene in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see anything in the world at the Oak and the Axe, which is another great thing about
but
it.
But also, is it a large venue?
It's small. Tiny. It's a listening room. And as a musician, like when people show up to a space in order to hear music, not necessarily yours, because that's not the end all be all, but when people show up because they're there to hear music, that is just... that is the kind of environment that, you know, you dream of playing in. You know?
Kind of like somebody's living room.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
And the kind of people that end up coming to Oak and the Axe are not only people who want to hear music, but people who are open-minded to the point of you being able to do something new or different, and they'll give you the chance to kind of, like, hear you out, you know?
And Greg and Kristen and Will, who run the venue, are, I mean, they're curators, you know? They book according to taste. The music they bring in is very heavily thought about. They're not going to just book a band that, you know, is sending them a press release. So, you know, when you go down there, you're getting their seal of approval on it, and it's always good.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever done any house concerts or considered doing house concerts?
Have we done any house shows?
Actually, we're booked for a house concert with my family down in Boston.
Great.
Yeah. But no, we've never done it before.
I don't think we have.
No.
So if someone wanted to, like, just book you guys, would they go to your website or
Through Lorem Ipsum?
Yeah, Lorem Ipsum. Contact through there. We'll do bar mitzvahs and
great. Do
I know how
to get open, right?
And,
I like clowns.
I know a lot of the Fiddler on the Roof soundtrack. I don't know if that's appropriate or not, but
I don't think it is.
No, I think I crossed the line there.
But just not to get off the venue thing quickly, I think it's only fair to say that Geno's has been a huge help to us since we started.
It's true, yeah.
You know, that was our first show, and we played that's how we met a lot of the bands that we play shows with now. And, I mean, I don't remember the last time we really played down at Geno's, but I kind of love that bar for some reason, you know? I mean, I have a lot of fun when I go there every day.
It's definitely got the heavy metal smell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which, you know, that grows on you after a while.
Yeah. Something grows on it.
That was Elaine.
Damn kid.
No, we definitely have enjoyed the place.
Oh,
so
no,
much.
No, no, I don't, no, I'm just joking. Yeah. I mean, Geno's is great. Yeah. I remember we've been there. It's a great place. It's fun.
I think we were in the old place before it moved to Congress.
Yeah, and it was on Brown Street for a while.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't know. Anything else in terms of
venues? Well, I know, I honestly, a lot of the venues I enjoy are sometimes in the form of, like, as a listener, you know? So I really, I like One Longfellow because of the room.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing room.
We just played there with Forget about a month ago.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Really?
And that was maybe fun. Our best show. I mean, it was a great time.
Mm. You cannot make a mistake there.
No, you probably shouldn't. That's the
It'll sound really good.
Yeah.
It'll sound really loud.
But Peter McLaughlin was doing sound, and I mean, he's great, you know.
Also, from an acoustic music perspective, I like Acoustic Artisans, John Cooper's shop on in the Hay building above Starbucks. Has a lot of shows.
I did not know that.
He started that this year, but he has some amazing musicians come in one of the best sounding rooms. We were talking about that earlier.
I haven't heard anything about those.
Oh, you should check it out.
The room is incredible. It's all rounded.
Actually, October 25th, Jen Starsenik and Eric Law are coming up and playing. Eric Law is a cellist, so I'd be interested what he has to do. And then on October 26th, there's the Lonely Heartstring Band, which is a bunch of Berkeley guys playing bluegrass covers of the Beatles, which is pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, they were there not too long ago, right?
Yeah, yeah. And the room just really lends itself to acoustic instruments, which is something, you know, familiar to me, even though I really, really like to plug in.
Yeah. We did an acoustic show, actually, with Olas Middle Eastern Orchestra. I don't know if you guys know them at all.
Yeah, we're familiar.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Greg Jamie, who's actually, he owns the Oak and the Axe, so he plays in a band called Odeath and Blood Warrior as well. And
that was at John's place.
Yeah, that was
acoustic
Artisans. And it was a great show, and... we should do another one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, sometimes we play acoustic, I guess, you know, like sort of tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So what's next? What song are you going to play?
Do you guys want to maybe play Worried Man off the record?
Yeah, sure, we can definitely do that. I think it's pretty much queued up.
Okay, great.
It's
ready. Yeah, this song's called Worried Man. It's, I think, track 8.
Yeah,
on
track
the record.
8. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this will give us a taste of what you guys sound like in the studio, and you're listening to WMPG Local Motives and Southern Maine Community Radio from University of Southern Maine.
All right, that sounded great. That was the studio version of your song "Worried Man" off of Royal Ghosts of City Elms.
Mm-hmm. And that had a lot of a cacophony or cacophony. How do you pronounce
that? Yeah, right, right. I love that
How
word.
How do you pronounce that? But it definitely had a lot of stuff in the background. What were you trying to achieve there?
Well, actually, the process was we hit record on loop, essentially, not per se, but and I just made as many weird sounds on the cello as possible, and then we went back and picked the ones that kind of fit what was going on, and so we took a big pile of sound and pared it down to a bunch of smaller sounds, mm-hmm. and spread it out in the mix in terms of stereo panning and put reverb on it and all sorts of stuff. And I think the idea behind it was, at one point we talked about a roller coaster going into hell.
Yeah, it sounds like a roller coaster.
So definitely like my cacophony is the word, and yeah, I'd say that. But chaotic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you listen to the record, for the most part, there are very few overdubs. I mean, we overdubbed certain things to be on there, but we could play those live.
Uh-huh.
And I've always been a huge fan of bands that, you know, one or two people that can make a huge amount of sound on a recording. So right. We took that track as sort of an experiment to do that, and we used the cello mainly for it. And, you know, who knows what might happen in the future. We could maybe add keyboards or something like that to flesh things out. But we wanted it to sound like a live band, then have Worried Man kind of kick you in the ass a little bit.
Right, right. Do you guys want to do another song from the CD first and then do a live track to sort of end it all?
We were thinking Audible, actually. Maybe we'll play two more if that works for you live.
Okay, sure. Yeah, sure, okay. That sounds good. Let's go back to the CD, and before we do, let's talk about your show one more time. Let's give you a big plug as far as the Asylum goes.
Sure. November 2nd, we're playing with When Particles Collide and Air Traffic Controller at the Asylum. And show should start around 9 p.m., I believe.
Yeah.
And how much do we know ticket price?
I think it's a $5
ticket. $5
ticket.
Cheap,
that's incredible.
It's a latte.
Yeah. All right. So Rural Ghosts appearing at the Asylum November 2nd with a couple other bands. And we're very proud to have you guys here tonight on WMPG's Local Motives. We're going to go to your new, brand new CD, City of Elms, and we're going to play the name of the song?
40 More Days.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's track 4 from the record.
Awesome.
That's 40 More Days by Rural Ghosts. That sounds great. I love it. Again, the cello, the vibrato. I don't know what he... the trill of the cello is really
and
great.
Excellent drums there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Rob is a great, great drummer, and he's down in Nashville now, and he's got a bunch of projects he's working on, so it's awesome, you know?
Yeah. One of his projects while he was up here was Buddy and the Kelp, and they just released an EP, which is pretty sweet.
Yep. Where did you get that? 48 Hours?
Dirigimus Co-op.
Dirigimus is doing that.
Dirigimus, right? Online, you can get that through there. And that was engineered by Todd Hutchinson, and that was through 48 Hour Music Fest, which was, we got to be a part of this year too, which was really fun.
That was an amazing, probably my best experience.
What is that all about?
Well, what they do is they it's basically an invitation event where a bunch of musicians from different groups are invited to come together and have their names drawn from a hat, so that they are put into random ensembles.
Wow.
And you have 48 hours to construct a set, and you perform a show at the end of the 48 hours.
Yeah, you got to come up with a 25-minute set of music in 48 hours, and then you play it's the sold-out Space Gallery kind of thing.
Wow. So is it about 10 songs? Or
I think we all did about five, right?
I think everyone did, yeah, about... yeah,
5 or 6.
Yeah, and some of them were longer. So yeah.
And Devin, Rob, and I were all lucky enough to be part of that, and the crux of it is that you can't play in a band with people that you've ever played music with before.
Yeah.
So we all had separate bands.
And you can only do it for 1 year, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can never do it again. We're done on that, unfortunately.
It's awesome.
It was one of the best experiences I've ever had.
Yeah, same.
That's really neat.
Mm-hmm.
Familiar Ritual, shout out. You got to give that shout out. Todd did that, too. Todd Hutchinson did, I think, all the recordings from the 48 Hour bands this year, right?
Yes, he did, yep.
At Acadia, so, I mean, go check out.
My group was Citizen Science, shout out there. Included Saeed and... and also Eric Winder of Johnny Cremains and Lauren Hardinger of, I forget the name of her project with Tim Garrett, and Kate Cox. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
So I think you're going to play a couple songs couple live songs, and then maybe one from your City of Elms.
Sure.
And then I just want to, you know, mention to folks to, you know, every Friday night, Local Motos, we're featuring local music. So tune in, and please continue to tune in, because Stay Rude is coming on at the top of the hour. So continue to stay listening. And I just want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. It's been a pleasure having you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
It's been a great experience for us.
Yeah, it's just been very informative and just great music. And can you tell us a little bit about the songs you're going to play to close?
Sure, yeah. I think we'll start. The first one we'll play is called Astronaut's Lament.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
this song's kind of interesting in terms of most of the lyrics that I write are, you know, personally based or whatnot, but... this song's about solipsism syndrome. I don't know. Do you guys know what that is at all?
No.
Remind us.
It's sort of this thing that people experience when they're in unnatural habitats for a long enough period of time alone. So it's common with astronauts, common with people that go into space.
Mm-hmm. Does that come into like being like when you have the feeling of you're going to go to the bathroom, you know, because you're just like so scared to where
maybe
you are.
I mean kind of it's really idea that you know, like your world is invented by your brain, like the world isn't a place, it's in your head or something like that, so everything that you
I'm
see
totally
is...
wrong
no you're
know,
hitting on it though.
I think
that's definitely part of it. I mean, this thing ruins
I think that's
lives.
The first symptom you notice
right.
From then on it's
then you get hives probably, and you know, like you start gaining water weight. It's awful. No, it's really just something I read about I think a couple years ago, and I was just kind of blown away by the idea of thinking that the world wasn't real, you know,
like
that everything's
Truman
in your
Show,
head.
You know.
Yeah, Truman Show style, exactly. Yeah. So we wrote a song about it.
Cool.
And we're going to play it for you.
All right, just before you do, let's give a shout out and some love to our sound people.
Absolutely.
Craig Springer and Lars and Dan, who without them, this show would not be possible.
You're doing a great job tonight.
Yeah, thank you guys for killing it.
Okay,
awesome.
WMPG, here's Rural Ghost with a couple live tunes.
Tuning. This is our favorite song. One of the reasons I like playing with Devin too is we play in the same tuning roundabout in fifth, so we can tune to one another. Okay, Astronaut's Lament. Here we go. Oh.
thoughts and feelings whispered on the breeze. Functions of my brain, yet somehow I can't help but feel at ease. Nothing you can say will convince me that I'm wrong. Nothing here is real except for things inside my soul.
All right, so the Astronaut's Lament.
That's right.
Excellent. All right, so I think you guys, we have a few more minutes. Did you want to close with a live song or close with a recorded song?
Yeah, let's close with a live one.
Okay. Send home with a nice little ballad.
We have about 3 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes. Ooh.
Ooh.
That's pushing it, man. I don't know.
Do the shortened version. Yeah.
So what we can do is we can play one of your recorded songs and then we can just melt in the state room.
Do we have anything?
Why don't
under
we do Limbo? Yeah, Limbo's nice and short.
Yeah.
We played Limbo live here tonight, but the recorded version's nice and short. So and let's send them out.
That's probably my favorite song.
Yeah, let's send out Limbo. That's track.
Track two. Okay.
Yep, two.
Great. Well, just want to thank you guys, Royal Ghost. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks so much for having us. It's been a pleasure tonight, really.
Our pleasure. Awesome. This is WMPG.
Hope to see you November 2nd.
All right.
November 2nd at the Asylum. Right?
That's
yep,
right.
You got it.
And again, awesome. If you guys want to buy the record, loremipsumrecordings.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.
My dream.